buying this pot. It's hard to get in this motherfucker. Patty, what you sell this bitch with? Gorilla glue?
This episode is brought to you by some cheap random shoes you can just kick off your feet after you eat a patty pie. Now let's get the show started. Much. What's going on with you?
Everything and nothing at the same time.
Oh, all right. That sounds like a book title or maybe like an album cover. I figure like when your album comes out, it's going to be you on the cover, like in black and white, holding your shoulders and like slightly looking up to the sky, but with your eyes closed. And, you know, it could be like, this is me, or, you know, something like that.
Maybe.
Who knows?
That's a great idea. No.
Or maybe like,
I feel like I'm going to look like this on my album cover.
Doing the dishes and a piece of food touches your hand. What is that monster from? Is that... Oh my gosh.
I don't know. But I feel like this is what I'm going to look like.
I'm the alien from American Dad.
You kind of do.
So what's up? How's your week been so far?
It's been seasonal. A seasonal week.
Would you care to elaborate?
It feels like Thanksgiving and Christmas already.
Can we talk about how people are like really looking over Thanksgiving? Like, it kind of takes me back to that Adams family when Wednesday Adams and and her brother went to camp, mm-hmm. and they put that play on with the Indians and the pilgrims.
And they slaughtered all the Indians. And everybody was looking like...
Because that's really what Thanksgiving is all about.
It is, and that's why, like, when I actually, like, learned in depth what that shit really was... I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't celebrate.
I'm always brought back to, like, the portrait that was in the city hall at Pawnee. Oh, did you watch? You didn't watch Parks and Recreation, did you? So they had like, a mural in the Pawnee town hall, and it's, like, all the Indians being slaughtered.
See, I can't. Knowing what I know, it's my responsibility to not celebrate Thanksgiving, because I'm not going to celebrate somebody taking something from somebody.
You're right.
Like land.
I'm finna sit up here and eat, though.
Like, I'm sure you are.
This fried turkey finna get ate, and these collard greens, and these...
Can you make me a plate? I'm going to come get it the next day so it don't count.
Macaroni and cheese stuffing. Oh,
then, is your grandma going to make the greens where she stuck her ass in them?
Shut up.
She was like, nope. If she makes some of them, can you bring me some?
I'll see if I can bring you some greens. But you know what's also, you know, in season for, you know, just in time for Thanksgiving. You can go to Walmart and get you a Patti LaBelle pie.
Patty pies.
Patty pies.
Oh, there we go. Come on, Patty. You better come out. Come on, Patty.
I thought she probably should have came out with, like, patty cakes, because that just makes more sense to me. You know, that's what I was thinking, but she's genius.
First of all, you turn into Patty when you eat patty pies.
I don't particularly...
That's what you're supposed to do. That's what the video said. I turned into Patty.
I refuse to eat a patty pie. we'll work around all of that. But first off, I don't particularly care too much for Patty, but... I can't knock her hustle either. Like, $2.3 million in 1 week.
That is astronomical. That is crazy. But, and it's not even a black-owned business.
Well, technically.
No, it's not. She sold it to Walmart. So, here Walmart go, getting paid again.
I mean, but.
Niggas, we got to do better.
I feel like Walmart might as well be black-owned.
But it's not.
Don't know what black people be up in Walmart.
And it's for a reason. They want the black dollar.
Okay.
I mean, they do. They get it. They, I mean.
Can we talk about how Patty kicked her shoes off after she gave Walmart this recipe? It was like an itchy kitchy, yeah, yeah, pie, pie. Can we talk about how, you remember on American Idol when everybody swore up and down they was Christina Aguilera and Creole Animole? Cindy used to try to reach them notes, but good for Patty though, for real. Like,
congratulations, Patty, but Patty, I'm sad that you didn't keep the rights to your pie. And I'm sad that niggas around here eating up this fucking room temperature ass pie and not cooking.
Like, they're not even putting it in the oven.
You're supposed to put it in the oven, people, so...
Preheat your oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. Why are you eating raw pie? Is it raw? Is the pie raw?
I don't think it's raw. I just think that that crust need to be...
brown. It needs to be browner than
like Tysidia said, the crust too light for her.
I feel like it's the equivalent of maybe eating, like, raw cookie dough, maybe? No?
Probably, but, I mean, they... niggas just be so excited to like pies. They just want some so bad. It's going to come out next year that everybody that ate them patty pies is going to have, like, a rare aggressive form of diabetes. It's just going to start killing people. It's going to be very aggressive.
An aggressive. Type 17 diabetes.
I mean, hey, it's going to be a two-digiter.
I'm sorry, before you have type 12 diabetes.
I mean, that's what I feel like it's going to happen, because everybody just rushed out and got them pies based off of a review. Like,
but they're only $3, though.
I know they're $3, and I know that they're at Walmart, everybody's favorite one-stop shop. However, it's something in the pies.
What's in the pie?
Weave. You remember?
Yeah, I think Pat, like the unsold wigs that she didn't. She just, you know, she laced the pies with them. Like, I feel like if you bite into a patty pie and you're going to start. Remember on The Ring when she started choking and she pulled that black thing out of her mouth and it was.
And it was never ending, and then it was just like.
You're going to pull out a thread so long, it's just going to be like a wig at the end of it. And you just turn around and put it on your head.
And then say, thanks, Patty. And then hold your thumbs up.
I think the pie probably should have came with like a Patti LaBelle starter kit. Like, you know, a pair of pumps that you can kick off. Like a microphone with glitter on the speaker head. And like a bob wig.
I'm not here for none of that shit. I just had to.
That would have been
Had to clock out for that.
The patty pie starter kit. I mean, I think she sold more pies than Untitled. Like,
Beyonce?
Beyonce didn't do that good her first week. You know what I'm saying?
You don't talk about my king like that.
Like, what if Beyonce came out with, like, some partition lingerie? How fast do you think that would sell? Driver, let me put on my panties, please.
No.
Can't you see Beyonce, like, doing, like, a little commercial? And they sell the partition panties at Macy's.
Shut up. I'm tired of you.
But I feel like the Darion sticker tag would just be like, stick it out the side.
They still have Darion? They still make Darion? I think they sold that.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, she just used those unsold Darion jeans as like a trademark. You know how Colombiana would leave like a flower every time she killed somebody?
Shut up.
Every time you talk bad about Beyonce, she kills you essentially, and she leaves you face down in a pool of blood with some Darion jeans on.
See, this is the end of this conversation. So we're moving along. Rihanna has launched her very own brand of marijuana.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
It's called Mariana.
I don't think you can make this up. Like, you can't possibly make
this up. And it'll also be available in Alaska, Oregon, and Washington.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to do Riri like that.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I did drugs.
Her own Mariana.
No, Mariana.
Mariana.
Mm-hmm. Mariana.
Mariana.
The flavors are going to be Caribbean Kush, Haitian Haze, Jamaican High Grade, as well as edibles. So for our listeners that do drugs,
I wonder.
And you live in Colorado, or Alaska, or Oregon, or Washington.
I think
you can get Mariana. It's gonna be available 2016.
I think like mad women are gonna start smoking weed because Rihanna can't. Like they're gonna go to the Mac and get their Ruby Woo, and they're gonna go to
Colorado and get some Mariana.
Mariana. Aye. With all the negative news lately, at least we know Charlie is positive.
Hello! HIV positive, that is.
I feel kind of uneasy about making fun of somebody who is
first
HIV
of all,
positive.
I don't, because that he got too much money. And he has HIV access positive? To all the women, even the HIV positive women. They say he slept with like over 300 people within the last 2 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's 5,000 in total.
Was he mad? I mean, well, I know.
You know what? Like, I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was like, maybe that's why him and Denise Richards broke up, because she found out, or he found out that he was positive, and they probably had, like, some type of clause, or, you know.
So he just didn't pop up positive. Well,
I think he'd been positive.
Let me rephrase that.
So this is positive. Shut up.
After I just said I don't want to make fun of this man for having HIV, but
he's rich,
so that's okay. It's okay to make fun of him.
No, it's okay to feel like you can put yourself in situations where you get HIV, because you didn't have no surgery where you got this HIV from. No, you got it from sleeping with somebody, and that's negligence.
Can you contract HIV from surgery?
From blood, blood transfusions.
So if somebody like. Oh, because that's happened before. Like, mm-hmm. Somebody
it
went
happens
in for
a
blood transfusion and they get AIDS, or they HIV. Contract HIV. Yeah.
So, I mean, it happens a lot, but that's not what happened in this case.
I feel like he's going to be like one of the spokespeople.
Yeah, and he's going to be working for the rest of his life because he came out. But I really do feel like Denise Richards divorced him because of that. He probably been...
How long was he with Denise Richards for?
He was with her for a while. I don't know how long they were together, but I just feel like she already knew about it, and she was like, okay, well, you know, we're going to have a contract in place where you can't say anything to anybody until 2015. And then now that he's coming out, because there's no way that you just, okay, like you just found out. And I'm not believing that you knew a year ago. And in the last 2 years, you slept with 300 people. You've been had that.
Wow. Well, so if he knew about.
He probably had to tell those women too, but he probably didn't.
But isn't it like terrified. Considered like manslaughter to know you have HIV?
Only if you've given it to people.
Right. I mean, well. So
they'll come out. I just give him 2 weeks. It's fairly fresh. He just announced it on Tuesday.
Wow. Okay, side note. I always get... What was her name? I was about to say Julia Roberts, but that's not who we were just talking about. Mm-mm. What was her name? Denise Richards.
Yeah.
I always get Denise Richards and Rebecca Romaine Stamos mixed up.
I can see why, but you shouldn't.
Oh, okay.
Because one's a model and one's not.
Well, they both
one is Mystique.
Yeah.
One's not.
Denise Richards. What did she play? I remember Denise Richards from Undercover Brother.
Mm-hmm.
She was she White Devil or something like that?
I don't know. I don't remember that movie like that, but I know she played in that. She played in a lot of other movies that I didn't watch.
Full House. No, that
Shut up.
The reboot. She's in the reboot.
The reboot of what?
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She's not. I'm just making that up.
Shut up. And then, did you hear about the drive-by egging on the Kardashian girls?
The drive-by egging?
Mm-hmm. It says, for reasons not entirely clear, an unidentified woman reportedly threw eggs and tomatoes on stage while the sisters were performing.
Wait a second.
Not performing. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm about to say, really?
Promoting.
Oh, we out here performing that?
No. Promoting their latest clothing line collection.
Oh, something to add to Dash.
But why eggs and tomatoes?
Because you can't get either of those out of your clothes very easily. If she really wanted to mess the game up, she would have did like mustard.
Or ate a grocery bag.
I'm not doing it.
By Vivica Fox. I'm going to put a picture of the grocery bag on our Twitter and on the Facebook. She should have never been talking about people like that. How are you going to drag people? This shit is like 2003, y'all went together.
She's still not over this? Still bitter. Like, if anything, like, 50 did her a favor. I don't know how it went down, but I just think that Vivica should have never dated 50 to begin with. Like,
I mean, she needs to grow up. Grow up.
So does he. 50 Cent need to grow up too. Like, he's such a petty woman. Like, 50 Cent.
Call him a woman.
he displays the characteristics of like a petty old maid who, you know, sit around and drink tea with her girls and be like, well, you know, someone's so pregnant. You know, that's why she got the nasty woman's disease. I just like 50, calm down. Like, he always like it. And you know that nigga Mayweather can't read. I'm like, shut up. Like, I can't.
50 is like,
he's so petty. He is so petty for this big old greasy lip man. Like, cut it out. Like, you pulled out our heartstrings when you came out and told us you got shot 9 times, and now you want to be like Hollywood's bully.
You're right.
I don't get it. You know, like, empire is clearly better than power. You can fight me on it if you want to. It's fine, but I don't know. I just wish 50 would like go home, Roger, or something.
Shut up. Sorry. Why are you so stupid?
Oh boy.
What else are we gonna talk about?
Like, what else is happening? Like, it's a seasonal week.
I mean, them patty pies is hidden.
Did you taste it?
No, but because I had the Aretha Franklin pies. Because you remember I cooked pies last Sunday.
I
had to eat my pies all week, but it was delicious.
I feel like Aretha Franklin would make a pie with her shoulders out. Like, she would just have, like, she would just walk from, like, the living room to the kitchen. And before she hit the threshold of the kitchen, she would, like, just brush the mink coat off her shoulders and, you know. Her shoulders would be exposed, and she would go up into her cabinets.
I think I was listening to Two Guys and the Girls when they had the Coony Awards, when they was talking about Aretha Franklin and her titties. No, what did they say about her titties?
Patty could make like collard. I mean, not Patty. Aretha Franklin could probably do like some mean collard greens.
I don't want to buy Aretha's greens.
They said no. They said was it Gladys Knight coming out with some smoke neck bones?
No. Can we please stop? Stop.
You know, Gladys Knight used to be the spokesperson for Velveeta shells and cheese.
I don't want that. Stop.
She had a whole commercial. Ain't no more fooling around with this. And she, ain't no more fooling around with that. She was like throwing bowls of macaroni behind her, like the minute macaroni.
Nah, I don't. I can't.
Velveeta shells and cheese. She had like a whole.
Leave me alone, Lewis.
Hey, Gladys out here. I don't know. Patty around here singing. I bet Patty was singing over them pies. I must have seasoned these pies 1,000 times.
Shut up. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of it.
Oh, well. Oh, if only you knew how to preheat these ovens and put the pies in there.
Damn it, people. Please.
Can you, like,
do yourself a favor? Yeah, it's gonna be aggressive diabetes. I feel it coming. But anyways, you want to talk about something else?
What else is there to talk about?
We can talk about Mizzou.
I mean, Mizzou, the whole situation with Mizzou, like, really makes me upset. I tell you what, though, Instagram was on it. Like, my sister had that information. What was it, Saturday morning? She was telling us, she gave us a whole rundown of what was going on campus. And I think it's a shame that Black people were just seen as less than, and people get mad at us for just wanting respect. All we want is respect. We just want to be treated equal. Everybody deserves their day in court. Everybody, Black lives do matter. Like, it's not a race thing.
My whole thing is, you know, people people try to downplay one's safety. Like, if you're paying to go to college, mm-hmm. or if you're not paying, if you got a scholarship, somebody else is paying. Why?
If you're trying,
why do you feel like you shouldn't be safe? Why does other people feel like your safety shouldn't matter?
At the true heart of it, you're going to college to better yourself, to get an education, to further your career. We're always told that education is key, that, you know, you need to go to college, you need to have something to fall back on. So many degrees out here, get your degree, you'll go far.
Slaves.
So we want to be out here
being the best slaves we could be. However, we still should be safe.
Right.
We deserve to be safe with our choices. No matter what we choose to do, mm-hmm. why do we have to be terrorized?
Right. It's like, I think I was reading somewhere where they said that white people were the, I'm going to quote it wrong, but essentially what they were saying is that white people were terrorists first.
Like, right. The KKK should be labeled as a terrorist organization.
But it's not.
It's not. Mm-mm. There's a petition going around for that. On change.org.
Yeah, they need to. You know what, though? I have like a little conspiracy theory. So hear me out, right?
Okay.
I was in D.C., and there's this museum called the Newseum. You know, like news.
N-U?
Yeah, no, news, like N-E-W, like news, okay. Newspaper, but like Newseum.
Okay.
Right? And they had this exhibit about, with different criminals. So you had like Machine Gun Kelly from like back in the 50s and 40s and stuff, like the Italian mob. Mm-hmm. You had the Unabomber.
Right? Okay.
There was this lady who wore like a blue peacoat. Mm-hmm. And she was like a terrorist.
Was that the lady that was blowing up the abortion clinics and stuff? I don't know.
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not sure. But anyway, my point is this. These white people, like, they were like life-size cardboard cutouts of like Machine Gun Kelly. Okay. Oh, take a picture with Machine Gun Kelly, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, see where the Unabomber, we have reconstructed the cabin that the Unabomber lived in. You know, different things like
why
that.
Why he was unibombing?
Why he was unibombing. Why he was terrorizing. Why he was unibombing. They had, like, recreated, like, the damage that these bombs had done to different buildings and stuff like that. Okay. Right? Okay? How we as, quote-unquote, Americans are so fascinated. Like, oh, I wonder what was going on in his mind. What was she thinking? Blah, 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 blah. You know, but certain people end up on Times. Who was that person that ended up on Time magazine? And he was like a killer. But he was on like
everybody,
the cover of Rolling Stones. Exactly, right? We're so fascinated. Well, this is America is so fascinated with these killers, essentially. The Unabomber, like people in the mob and stuff like that, the mafia, were so obsessed with that, this organized crime.
Yeah, but, and rapists and murderers.
Right, like, exactly. But when we do it, it's like, a problem. We're savages, we're thugs.
No, but it's the whole race when we do it.
Right.
Have you noticed that? Mm-hmm. Like if one of us go out and kill somebody, they don't label this man as, oh, he's just crazy. No, mm-hmm. they say the whole race is like that.
The whole race is crazy.
But when white people do it, it's just like, oh, you know, he's just unstable. He grew up in a one-parent home.
Right. He pissed the bed till he was like 15. And these are the signs. These are clearly the signs.
His sister touched him twice.
Yeah.
I mean,
they come up with all these excuses.
For them, but they're isolated.
Glorified.
But they're isolated excuses too.
Right.
It's just isolated to that particular person. But when we do it, it's like a race thing. As a race,
mm-hmm. right?
Everybody in this entire race.
And this is the thing too that I noticed. They were terrorists before like Iraq. So when 9/11 happened, it's like it shifted from the white people to now. Oh, we're gonna look at the Taliban. We're going to look at
the Arabs.
The Arabs and the Talibans. And, you know, if you're a brown person with your head wrapped and you got a dot on your forehead, you must be a terrorist. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, they put all this focus on 9/11 and on what happened when that whole thing was orchestrated by the government anyway.
That I believe it.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So, but I feel like there was so much terrorism going on, white terrorism going on, that they need to shift the blame around on somebody else.
Yeah,
who better to shift it on than the Muslims? right? Yeah. So now, you know, the Muslims are made out to be this angry, violent terrorist organization, and you know, all this,
but it's not just on that,
ISIS.
It's not just the Arabs, it's Muslims, period.
Right, right.
Yeah. Race related. You could be a white Muslim, you can be a black Muslim, mm-hmm. you could be any color. If right. you're a Muslim,
you're a terrorist. You win. Automatically. And I just don't like that. Like, how is it okay? And how, like, they even got this TV show, you know, Chuck Bass is playing in this new TV show where him and this woman were like serial killers, essentially, but they made a show about it. They made, like, you know, a show, like, why are you glorifying this violence? Like,
have you killing, seen Aquarius?
Killing women and raping, luring women back into your home and killing
that's
them.
That's what Aquarius is about.
Why is this type of behavior glorified for them, but for us or for brown people?
Charles Manson.
Yeah.
Aquarius is related to, and it's centered around the Charles Manson murders and his cult that he created,
mm-hmm.
and they put that shit on TV, and people be watching that shit.
Right, and it's so fascinating, and oh my gosh, inside the mind of a killer. Gosh, yeah, I don't understand it. But they, you know, Trayvon Martin gets shot by what, the neighborhood watch, and he's a thug. Oh, he smoked weed, and look at this hoodie he got on. He's clearly a thug.
All of them are thugs. Yeah, look at him.
Right, they need to be shot. They need to be, you know, slung out of their decks. You know what I'm saying?
Like, by their necks and just thrown around like rag dolls.
I'm tired of the whole thing. Like,
I'm tired of it too, and that's why, you know, we do this podcast, to enlighten people and to be the change.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just walking the walk and talking the talk. We actually live this way, you know.
I mean, we don't have a choice. Like, at the end of the day, we're black.
We don't. We're black, but we do have a choice, because we can sit back and do nothing.
This is true.
We could just go to work like the good little slaves that we are, mm-hmm. and go home and not do anything for our community or our culture. We could just sit back and not do anything. There's plenty of people that do it. It's the safe way.
Quote, unquote. The safe way. But yeah, but essentially, like, you do, if I'm paying my money to go to school, I don't want...
Why do you have to feel like you... Why do other people... Can we read some of these tweets?
Yeah.
Can you read some of these tweets? Because it was just very disturbing, and...
And then why did the dean resign from the college?
Because he wasn't doing shit, and they knew that he was going to have to be held accountable.
So reading some of these tweets, right?
From who?
I'm not going to say his name, because it doesn't matter, but his
It tweet, does matter, because they need to be trolled.
You think so?
Yes. Like,
people really going to troll Steve Crocker? I guess that's...
At Steve Crocker.
Who is he? He's got a verification by his name. Is he somebody, like, important?
Probably.
Oh. That's why they need to be trolled. Is it a verification or a certification?
Verification.
Verification, okay.
But that's why he needs to be trolled, because you have a lot of people following you, and you have some sort of role that, you know, can influence other people, and you are saying things like this. So I think that we need to include the names.
Okay, well, I'll do my best. If I don't read them, then, you know, whatever. But Steve Crack, I guess that's what I'm...
At Steve Crack.
At Steve Crack.
That's with a K.
With a K, people. Aha! All the college students protesting around the U.S. need to find their way to a TV screen and watch what's happening in Paris. So now, what happened in Paris? You know what happened in Paris?
A bomb went off and 100 people died.
And, like, was like a coliseum or something? Or were they...
What was I don't know. Like, I don't really know.
It was like a gathering. Like, they were... It was like some, like, a concert of some sort.
Really, I don't give a fuck about it, so I didn't...
I know.
I don't know nobody in Paris, and none of those people look black to me.
Some sort of the facts. Well, yeah. It was white on white crime.
It was, and now they're trying to say it was ISIS.
Oh, they're trying to say it was ISIS.
I think something like that, and ISIS is supposed to be terrorizing the country or whatever,
This is like the same thing. Like, didn't Paris just get hit, like, with the Je Suis Charlie thing? Charlie Hebdo, the magazine that was, like, racist and everything like that. And they got...
Did you see what they did to them damn Haitians? Don't nobody give a fuck about that French shit. And I'm sorry, you know, if I offend you. But I don't care about that shit, because, you know, a lot of people have mixed feelings about it. But quite frankly... We as Americans have enough, black Americans have enough fucking problems.
At Ben Shapiro said, no mention by President Obama of the Islamic nature of the attacks. That would be offensive. So what is he basically getting at, that Obama is...
is a Muslim, and that's why he's not going to say anything? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, if he blamed it on Islamic people, then that would be offensive. And you're damn right. You can't just say that this was...
Do they even know who did...
They don't know. They did it.
Mark Dice. Someone want to tell the Mizzou students what happened in Paris? They could use a lesson in what real oppression and hatred is. Really?
And like I said before... you know, this is white on white crime. We as black people, we have been dealing with the same thing for forever. And we pay our money just like everybody else. So why are we still being made to feel uncomfortable? And why are they still saying racist shit to us? And why are they still terrorizing us in the United States of America? Mm-hmm. Why? Yeah, this is 2015.
Isn't this the land of the free and the home of the brave?
For everybody else.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to make sure. If you have the complexion for the protection, then you're good.
Judith Miller, who is she? JM Free Speech? Oh, okay. So she's about to say something stupid. Now, maybe the whining adolescents at our universities can concentrate on something other than their need for quote-unquote safe spaces.
Fuck you, Judith. Fuck you.
Dan Joseph, hey, hashtag Black Lives Matter. This is your cue to...
shut the F up.
And realize that you're lucky to live here. So we're lucky to live in America because, you know, we're just being terrorized verbally.
Right.
Like, these are just idle threats and, you know, like...
they don't mean anything.
Right. You know, I get in my car and I see, like, a noose hanging from my rearview mirror and I'm supposed to be okay with that.
Of course you are, because you know what? You're alive. Right. These people sound fucking stupid.
Stupid.
They sound stupid because they're not being the ones. They're not the ones that are being terrorized in this country. Exactly. We are. So of course,
yeah. And that's all the way over in Paris. Like, it's not happening here,
right? And we always, as the United States of America, are inserting ourselves in other people's shit. We always insert ourselves and make other people's issues our issues, but we still have issues as black people here in this country. So, to be quite honest, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Yeah, I'll talk about it. Yeah, you know, I ain't gonna spend too much time on it because at the end of the day, I don't know no fucking body in Paris. And my condolences go out to all those people who lost their lives and to all their family members because that is some bullshit. Because I just had a loss in my family and that ain't nothing to fuck with. However, I don't know anybody there. I didn't know any of those people. And that's white on white crime. So that's something that I can't relate to because we have white people here in this country that act like that are black on black crime don't even fucking matter. Like, it's just our fault. So
Yeah, because, you know, we got to stop killing ourselves first, but you guys were killing us first.
And now you're killing white your own people.
White people were killing black people first.
But you kill your own people, and now it's like, oh my God, why is this happening? Blah, blah, blah. But we've been being slaughtered.
So if anything, we learn from the best. I hate to break it to you. So maybe if you stop killing us, we'll stop killing us. How about that?
Works for me. But yeah, I just think that people are fucking stupid. Like, Judith, you're a fucking asshole. All these people on this fucking list, you guys could go kick rocks with open toe shoes. And I hope your toenails fall off. Because I'm just like, that is so disgusting. Like, how could you think like that?
Right. Like, we should be sad for everyone. Like, we should be sad and hurt that black people are dying. We should be sad and hurt that people in Paris are dying. We should be sad and hurt that people in Kenya are dying. Like, why can't we come together? Why are tweets like this even up?
But see, here's the thing.
You know what I'm saying?
A part of me kind of felt like that was a distraction.
From Kenya and from Mizzou?
Yeah. A part of me really thought that that shit was a distraction so we can not only shift the focus somewhere else, but now it's not necessarily a race crime, it's a hate crime.
Right.
And so now we have bigger issues because people hating on other people.
Right.
You know, so I feel like this, you know, this is just a ploy to kind of take it because you don't hear about Mizzou anymore.
And you and like you
and
like,
that just happened last week.
And even kids. A quick excerpt from Patty. I must have eaten. No.